sure, really. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
And then it just depends what you like and what you don't like, really.
Same.
What you just saw was two young women checking in with each other, looking to their friend for social approval before committing to an opinion. It's called groupthink, and in this video, I'm going to explain why humans evolved this instinct. Whenever I do a video featuring interviews with women, there's always going to be a couple of comments saying that I need to stop interviewing women in groups. The reasoning goes that because women are such social beings, they're never going to give an answer to a question that in any way risks social condemnation. So we're not really getting the truth because they're always checking in with their friend, you know, seeing if they've got approval before actually saying what they truly think. I've put together a small highlight reel of footage of those girls that we saw at the beginning of the video to demonstrate what I'm talking about.
Are women driven by hypergamy, the instinct to find the highest value mate that they can?
Like, you want to be, like, perfect? Like, you want to have it perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you personally driven by hypergamy?
Don't think so.
No.
Do you think that hypergamy can explain why women cheat on their boyfriends?
As you can see, what they do is they wait and they hold back before giving an opinion. They're waiting to see what their friend is going to say, and it's only after their friend has spoken that they feel safe enough to join in. The reason why some people object to me featuring interviews with women in groups is because of this social phenomenon of checking in with each other, they don't think that the answers are authentic. My whole perspective is, authentic or not, that's difficult to say, but even just watching that play out, it's still interesting. The interviews featured on this channel are intended to be journalism. We ask the questions and we let the women answer and we don't try and sway their opinions in any way. We're just trying to report as honestly as possible without tampering what female responses are to these questions. So whether they're honest or lying, self-aware or delusional, there's still something to be learned. But still, the question I want to ask in this video is, why do women do this? Where did this instinct come from to seek social approval before you feel comfortable to share your own opinion? Of course, the answer lies in evolution, and we have these social instincts. Arguably, these are the most important instincts we have, at least when it comes to ensuring our own survival. A lot of people believe that human beings developed a capacity for reason and rational thinking and logic because we were trying to solve problems in our environment. We needed a method to identify potential threats and then clever ways to think of solutions to dodge them or overcome them. I actually believe that that's too generous and that explanation gives human beings too much credit. I believe that reason and rationality were actually developed primarily for social reasons. This social explanation for rationality was laid out by Hugo Mercier and Dan Sperber in their book, The Enigma of Reason. The basic premise of their theory is this. For early humans, their survival wasn't so much dependent on the physical environment, but on the social environment. If you wanted to survive, you had to get in good with a group. You had to have the social approval of other humans, and ideally, you'd be able to manipulate them into doing what you wanted. The capacity for reason, therefore, developed as a sophisticated communication tool. Just walking up to somebody and yelling orders at them isn't as effective as using logical reasoning. Explaining your thoughts and your ideas and coming to a mutual understanding is actually the most effective way of getting another person to do what you want. My point is that we believe that we're rational beings, and we are, I'm not disputing that. But understand this, from an evolutionary perspective, the genes that are inside your body only have one purpose, and that's to survive. And the best way to guarantee that survival was to pay attention to the social environment. That was the first priority. Over generations, natural selection does its thing, and eventually what you're left with are humans, a highly social animal. Now, we tend to use terms like groupthink as an insult, referring to a person who has no mind of their own. They're lost in a herd mentality, and they just go along with the group. They have no independent thoughts or opinions. And there's this feeling that we all have that somebody who lacks the capacity for independent judgment is somehow defective as a human being. We believe that there's something wrong with them, but that's too simplistic because from a biological point of view, their strategy is a good one. The truth is that there is safety in numbers. That's why animals move in herds. Why try and escape danger by blending in with my physical environment when it's so much easier to blend in with my social environment? Now, I'm not saying that I personally approve of this behavior. I don't really enjoy spending time with people who have no independent thoughts. I've probably read too much Ayn Rand. But still, this instinct for social conformity is what comes natural to most humans. It's an instinct that was developed for a good reason. It works. However, we would be committing the naturalistic fallacy if we were to assume that just because it's natural to humans, it's also therefore good. Lots of things come natural to us, things like violence, but that doesn't mean that they're good, quite the opposite. But understand that human beings are social creatures, and we have a very strong instinct for social conformity. And that is especially true for women. Throughout history, women have been the primary caregivers. They've been the ones raising the children. And from a purely survival perspective, that makes them more vulnerable. You can't stalk an antelope or hunt a mammoth if you're holding a screaming infant. For hundreds and thousands of years, there's been this natural division of labor between the genders. The men would go off and hunt the food, and the women stayed back and took care of the children. What I'm getting at is that men, being the physically stronger gender and not having the same parental responsibilities as women, are more capable of ensuring their own survival. They could rely on themselves a lot more than women could, who had to rely on the tribe for her own survival. By herself, a woman is quite vulnerable, and so if she wanted to thrive and make sure her children lived, she would need to have finely attuned social skills. This is why women, on the whole, are more socially adept than most men. It makes sense that it would be this way. It's important that men are aware of this stuff because this knowledge is useful when it comes to dating and relationships. Things like social proof and pre-selection have all arisen from our evolutionary instincts. Understanding how humans lived in the past helps us understand how humans are behaving right now. That's all for today's video. Just a reminder that I offer private consultations, so if you need advice on dating, relationships, whatever it is, just check out the description box, all the info's there. Hit me up and we'll sort you out. I need to introduce you to Naughty Mate. You might know her from her YouTube channel, Lazy Gecko Sailing, and such videos as The Perfect Gift. Perhaps you're even one of her patrons and have unlocked posts like all and just stockings and happy day. Now, normally I would have nothing against this woman except for the fact that I just discovered a website that shows where my Patreon is ranked in the adult video category. And now that I know that Patreon is a competition, I want to win. And the first step towards victory is overtaking Naughty Mate. At the time of filming this, I'm number 104 and she is number 103. So ask yourself, do you want to live in a world that considers what I do, all the educational videos and the street interviews, as less valuable than this woman taking her clothes off? I didn't think so. The road to number one starts here, so do your part, sign up to my Patreon, and help me defeat Naughty Mate.